look in the Psukim and Parashas Kisisa, Periklam and Dal Pasuk Gimel, the Torah talks about that when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah there, and it says, in any garish mipanecha, v'chulei, then it says, kiyosim is b'chaysam titaitzun, v'smatzevaysam t'shaberen, v'sasherov t'chaysam. So you have to destroy the mizbechas and matzevays, and chop down the asherais. Now, l'chai, you could ask, if you look in the end of Parashas Mishpatim, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Chavdal, there's a very similar Pasuk. The same idea, it says you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the mizbechas, the matzevas. But over there, the Torah leaves out the Asheris. Does not say they have to cut down the Asheris. So Haloi Davarhu, what's the pshat? That over here in Kisisa, it mentions the Asheris as one of the things you have to destroy when you go into Eretz Yisrael. But in Parshas Mishpatim, the very same pasuk going into Eretz Yisrael, you have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. But the Torah B'dafka leaves out Asheris. What would be the chilik between this pasuk in Mishpatim and then the pasuk in Kisisa? So I was thinking maybe it can be miyashav this up the Gemara over here in Daf Gimel Beis, where the Gemara says, the Gemara says Kasha, that why is there a chiyuv to destroy the Asheris in Eretz Yisrael, where it says, Michti Rushi Lehem Abaseim, truly Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, Veinadam Eisa Davashen Shalai. And the Gem can't ask that the Asheris doesn't belong to them, it belongs to us. Vimishim Hanachim Mikar, Bibdil Mamasang Yilu. So why do we have a chiyuv Bechal to destroy the Asheris? So the Gemara answers, Elamid Pochi Sol Egel, Galu Adatay, the Nichol of Babaris Kochavim, Chi Osab, the Yucham Shikusi Didu Avdi. So the Gemara, Pelda Kazakh, that when we were Mishtachwa to the Egel, when we were Ovid Abed Azar by the Egel, we showed that we want Abed Azara. And we wanted all of our desires, the Gemara said. And at that point, the Goyim are doing our shlichus. It's as if we told them to go ahead and be mishtachvet and asheris, because we had a taiva to be oivid, all different types of our desire. That's why the asheris were nesar after chet ha'egel. But before chet ha'egel, it's mavur from the Gemara that the asheris were not nesar, because enodam oizer davish and shalai. It's only after the chet, when we were megalu the taiva the nichulu, that's when the taka became asir. So I think lefi that, the psukim are mayushav, half of a fellow, because the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is before Chet Egel. Before Chet Egel, there's no need to destroy the Asheris because the Gan Taku couldn't answer it because Ein Adam Eisad Abishenu Shalai and Eisad was Yerushalayim and Abiseinu. Then it's only in after Chet Egel, the Pesukim and Kisisa are going after Chet Egel. At that point, we were over to the Egel. We were Megala, the Tire, the Nichol, Baba, the Zara. And Mimela, now Shechus, Didon Ka Abdi, now they're doing our Shechus, they are able to ask the Asheris. And that's why Dafka over there, after Chet Egel, that's what the Tire says for the first time. You have to destroy the Asheris as well. But Mashenkin before Chet Ha'egel, where there is no Gilui Das, we want the Avodah Zarah, then the Klal of Ein Adam Eisad Davashem Shalai applies, and there's Taka no Chiyuv to destroy the Asheris.